AM 910 WJCW Tri-Cities Talk Radio. It's now time for Dr. Dean Baird from Mountain Empire Animal Hospital and his Petpourri.
And here we are on this Monday morning. Dr. Dean joins us here, as he does, from Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, who sponsors this portion of the program, joins us every Monday about 8:15 or so. Good morning, Dr. Dean.
Morning, Carl and Alec.
Got to get right up on that mic, doctor.
How much on the mic do I need to be?
You need to bring it right up there like you really, really, you know. Have you ever seen the movie Aliens?
Yeah.
Remember when that alien came right up on Sigourney Weaver and just right there? Yeah, just imagine that you're the alien and that Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want to imagine this microphone's an alien. It might change how things
are. And I have no resemblance to Sigourney Weaver. So
That's probably the understatement of the week.
Now, we were wondering, since it's D-Day today, June 6th, if, in fact, is it dog week or cat week? I can't remember. I'm saying dog week because
it starts with a D.
Actually,
I was going to do a subject for neither one today, so I threw you a curve.
Oh, wow.
Well, great. Okay, I'm off
so
the
you're
hook.
Trying to decide if it's D-Day or C-Day, right?
It's neither one, you're saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you got for us then?
First of all, I had before I get to that, I realize it's D-Day. I think that's obviously an important time. It's also really, really fascinating to study what happened leading up to the invasion of Europe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's a real big aside. We could talk about that all day.
All day.
What I've got today is I wanted to talk about seizures and shaking animals, actually. Maybe even a little bit more detail, because every time an animal shakes doesn't mean that they're seizing.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I know we've talked about seizures, maybe not since Alec's been here.
I don't think so.
But we have. So I'm going to do this kind of back and forth thing a little bit and talk about seizures a little bit and also talk about shaking that may not be seizures.
Okay.
And the reason I wanted to do it right now is that we see cases of pets that have had topical flea medication that caused them to shake, particularly cats.
Really?
Yeah, that have various types of pyrethrins in them. And now there are pyrethrins and pyrethroids that are safe for cats, but you have to dose them correctly. And sometimes people get the over-the-counter dog pyrethrin and put it on a cat, or even sometimes get the one that's for a cat, and they still do it. Because the way that the stuff works in the insect is that it paralyzes their nervous system. So it causes neurologic effects in dogs and cats as well sometimes. Mm-hmm. Most of them are safe if you do it properly and if you use the correct product for the correct animal. But unfortunately, that's not what always happens.
Right.
And as a result, this time of year, we see animals that are shaking, but they're not seizing because they're shaking because of the fact that they've had a toxicity from the flea product.
Oh, okay. All right.
So everything that shakes isn't having a seizure.
Right.
Does the flea product cause like a neurological imbalance?
Yeah, it causes a neurological effect directly on the pet because that's also how it kills the insect. Now, I need to be really careful and say this again. These are safe products if you get the correct product for the correct pet at the correct weight, except for some of the over-the-counter products, which are not sold through pet distributors or through veterinarians, because some of those, for whatever reason, cause problems, and we see some trouble even with products that are for that pet, particularly cats.
Wow.
Cats are really, really sensitive to the effect of pyrethrins. And if you get one of those deals where the cat gets the product and starts shaking, what we tell clients is to bathe them and get as much of it off of them as they can. Use Dawn dishwashing because it's very gentle, but it's a really good anti-greasing. It'll emulsify about anything.
Right. We've seen the TV spots. Yeah.
And, you know, they use it on birds and get oil slips.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it's really good for that.
Okay.
And then get them to the veterinarian because there is no reversal, no antidote. There's medication that we can put them on that will help metabolize the product out, and we can give them drugs to help get them calmed down. That's what you got to do and hope they didn't get so much.
So those mitigate the problems.
Yeah, it's a symptomatic treatment, not a true reversal of what's going on.
So you're lessening the intensity of the
symptoms. Lessening the intensity because if you get them on fluids and you dilute out what's going on in the body, that helps. And we give them medication to get them to be less shaky and less intense, basically tranquilizers is what you do,
okay.
So that you can mitigate, as you said, some of those symptoms and let the stuff get metabolized out.
Mm.
So that you end up hopefully not having a real big issue with it.
Now, it's pyrethrin that's causing all
pyrethrin,
this.
Pyrethroids, actually a group of insecticides that originally were made from the chrysanthemum plant.
Right, because they're used some in regular commercial insecticides, powders. And
stuff. Yeah, they are, and they're very effective, and they're safe if you use the right product the right way.
Right,
and
does it, yeah.
I made a third time I want to say that because I don't want people to think that these are just blatantly unsafe groups of things, because they're not. If they're used properly, they can be really effective and they can be really safe. Having said that, things have changed a lot, and as it always does in medicine, and we've got other products now that are probably safer. They're all prescription products, but we'll kill fleas and ticks by giving them oral medications, and most of the drug companies have a product that fits in to this line. Interestingly enough, and I'll give you the names of the products, Brevecto by Merck, Simparica by Zoetis, NexGard by Mariel, I think it is, and I think there's one more I'm forgetting, all in the same chemical group that are pretty much safe, except that if you've got I'm going to say dog, because these are mostly dog products, that has had seizures before, this group of drugs can sometimes precipitate dogs having seizures. We don't necessarily think that they're unsafe for animals that have not had seizures.
Okay.
But if an animal has a history of seizing, we don't use them, and that's a manufacturer recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, because it's a neurologic-type product, and these are prescription drugs. So I said we're going to talk about seizures and not seizures.
Okay.
So the reason I want to start off by talking about that is to point out that what you see with these patients is not that they have a seizure, but that they shake.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, dogs that have seizures shake. Well, they do in cats, although we see more seizures in dogs than in cats. But they're episodic, meaning they have a seizure and they stop. Well, normally. If there is a condition called status epilepticus where an animal gets into a seizure episode and it doesn't stop.
Ooh.
And those aren't good.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But those we have to anesthetize and hope that we can get them through it. But for the most part, seizures are episodic. They have a seizure and it stops. And most seizures don't last very long.
Mm-hmm.
Not nearly as long as most clients think they last because they're so dramatic. They think they last for 2 or 3 minutes, which is very, very rare.
Okay.
Now, they can be mentally not with it for a much longer time than 2 to 3 minutes. But the actual seizing part, where they're stiff or shaking or whatever they're doing, usually doesn't take very long.
Rough ballpark duration?
Oh, several seconds. Maybe a minute. Minute would be really long.
Okay.
Most time.
Yeah.
Now, so I said they're episodic, which means they come and go. As opposed to one of these animals that's had a toxicity thing, they're pretty much going to be shaking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the intensity may come and go, meaning they may have periods of time during that process where they're shaking more, and then it may ease off a little bit, but they don't usually completely stop. And the other difference, usually, is that they're not getting this sawhorse stance where, like a full-blown seizure, frequently a dog or cat will lay on their side. They can't stand up, and they'll stiffen up when they shake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, head turns back and the whole deal. That doesn't happen with these situations where the animals get into the pyrethroids or something
which
like
is
that.
Minor,
they may stand up and walk around, but they shake. They just continue to shake.
Wow. Right? Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's not really the same thing as a seizure. And being able to determine whether an animal is seizing or doing something else is not always easy.
I mean, especially for the owner.
The other way that goes is that sometimes owners have a hard time. Sometimes we have a hard time determining if a dog, in particular dogs, has had a seizure if they fainted.
Huh.
Because the technical word for fainting is syncope.
Okay.
And it happens in dogs that have heart disease because of what's going on with the heart. Sometimes they don't get enough oxygen to the brain. And for a moment, they'll faint because that's what causes fainting.
Yeah.
You know, you get a lack of oxygen to
right.
the brain. And if we can't know for sure that animal has been stiff or has actually had some shaking, sometimes we don't really know which thing happened. Did they faint or did they seize?
Wow.
Do you ever ask the quote-unquote parents, did the dog take his forearm, put it over his head, and go, I do declare, fell out before they fainted?
I haven't asked them that, Scarlett.
That might be something you can do. You know, I'm just, you know, spitballing.
Sure. Tomorrow is another day.
That's true. There you go. So
sounds more like this. I do declare.
Thank you. You look lovely in your drapes, by
Thank
the
you
way.
Very much.
Thank you. Dr. Dean Baird, talking about the pet owners themselves, when they first see this happening to their pet, dog or cat, it's as a cat owner, that would frighten me to see that.
Frightens everybody.
Yeah. So, that's what does the pet owner do then? Immediately call the veterinarian? Would that be recommended? I'm just asking.
Well, yeah, of course, you got to remember that by the time you, if it's a seizure, by the time you get them to the veterinarian, it's going to be over with.
Well, yeah, just, so what should a homeowner do?
I'm not saying they shouldn't do that, because they really should.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of times, most of the time with a seizure, we'll end up seeing the animal, talk to them about it, get as much history as we can, go through the whole deal of, we don't know how soon this is going to happen again.
Right.
We can do blood tests to make sure that's all okay. But if it's an animal that's in the epileptic age, which is 3 to 7 years of age, that epilepsy just means they have recurrent seizures for a brain disease, and we can't tell you what it is.
Yeah.
We just have to decide when is it often enough to put them on medication. Now, if it's one of those poison things,
yeah,
that's a different deal. They need to get those in because they don't, that
Too
doesn't
sweet.
Stop.
Yeah.
They keep shaking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it really depends on which thing you're talking about.
Okay.
And if they're fainting, well, we spend a lot of time trying to figure out whether they're fainting or whether they're having a seizure. That can be challenging for us as well as for the owner, because it's really difficult in some of those cases.
Now, with the invention of phones and stuff like that, you can actually take video while it's happening. And is that as of that?
That can be helpful if they think about doing it.
Right.
Okay. So, Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, Dr. Dean Baird with us and talking about the importance of watching
shaking.
Our pets.
Importance of shaking.
Importance
of not shaking would be even better.
That's true. There you go. Dr. Dean Baird joins us every Monday about this time, about 8:15, for great tips for pet owners. Pet Puri is the program brought to you, as we said, sponsored by Mountain Empire Animal Hospital. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, except major holidays. So, Dr. Dean, folks want to get in touch. What's the number?
282-3771.
Very good. We'll talk to you next week.